Operation Stormwatch. Live, in-depth team coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
Well, good morning. It is approaching 1 o'clock Central Time here. I'm Jeff Blackwell. A.J. Appleberry is joining us here in studio at Hurricane Central, and we're bringing you the latest. In fact, let's start with the coordinates. These are just about an hour old on Hurricane Katrina. The latest position of Hurricane Katrina is 27.9 north, 89.5 degrees west. That puts it about 90 miles south-southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi, or 150 miles south-southeast of New Orleans. The hurricane is moving north-northwest at 10 miles an hour, and it is still a Category 5 with high sustained winds of 160 miles an hour. And we can tell you this, based on current projections as things stand right now, landfall is expected between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. That's just a matter of 6 or 7 hours from now around Buras. And the hurricane is expected, the eye is expected to pass just to the east of New Orleans between 11 and 12 o'clock. So everyone that, as far as we can tell, the interstate system here where we are broadcasting from in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, has thinned out. We're getting reports of people getting to their destinations. So it sounds like, AJ, things have worked.
Yeah, for the most part, things have worked. Folks still continue to be prayerful about traveling. Those folks who are still out there, they're looking for shelters and things of that nature, and we have that kind of information. You can give us a call here at the studios here at 225-499-9526 if you need some information, and we're not getting it to you quick enough because there are so many things that that we need to cover here this evening. One of the things that we touched on earlier before the break that we wanted to talk about, recovery after a storm passes, and some of the things that take place are some of the things that may or may not take place after a storm. You may not have electricity for weeks to come after a storm. You may not be able to return to your home for days to weeks after a storm because right. of the water, the amount of water that comes into the city. And I heard reports earlier that the Army Corps of Engineers has to probably blow some levees to pump the water out of the city. That's incredible.
All right, Jeff and AJ, thank you. One of the things we haven't talked about, we'll go right back to the phones in a moment here at 12:59. I haven't talked about the rivers, and nobody's thinking about that very much, but I was able to check some hydrology tables, and we're going to see fairly significant flooding in the Baton Rouge area along Bayou Manchac and French Settlement for the Amite River. We're talking about the French Settlement area of the Amite River, some 3 or 4 feet above flood stage, maybe more. Bayou Manchac will be probably cresting out, they say, around 11 feet. They're already making those projections based on their tables and how long they think Katrina will stay over the area. So folks along the Amite River can expect significant flooding as well.
And, you know, along those areas, the West Bank of Orleans Parish and Jefferson Parish, St. Bernard Parish, the Amite area, places like that, Lower Lafourche, all these places still, a lot of these places still remain somewhat rural. And you'll have, in the aftermath of the storm, you'll have snakes and wildlife looking for refuge.
Right, right.
And you definitely have to be concerned about that. The people who decided to stay around, you'll have that to deal with.
Well, it certainly is. If you take everything and put it into this formula of storm surge, in addition to rainfall and winds pushing, you know, that out of the south, pushing the rivers and bayous now as they are back. Right. We are in for a lot of water, needless to say.
Coming and going, as they say, because once that eye wall crosses the lake or goes farther north, when those wraparound winds come back from the north, then that water will be pushed back to where it came from. A lot of it will. And if you're talking about Lake Pontchartrain, example, the entire south shore that's outside or that's not protected by the levee at Lake Pontchartrain is going to be inundated with water.
All right. Let's continue the phone calls. We really appreciate you giving us a ring here because it is a long-distance call, and the number is 225 499 9526. We've got Jimmy, then Jennifer and Adam in that order. Let's go to Jimmy right now. Good morning, Jimmy. You're on the air.
And yes, sir. I'm
let me get you to turn your radio down, please. There we go. Right. Good man.
I just want to let everybody know that's close to the DeRidder area that the VFW is open for shelter. I got 25 people right now following me to the VFW.
And that's in DeRidder?
That's in DeRidder.
So that's north of Lake Charles. We even had some folks that were on their way to Beaumont and Houston. So if they can actually make refuge in DeRidder, that is north of Lake Charles. That sounds fantastic. Good news.
That is off of 171 on Highway 26. It's right outside of DeRidder, but they have got plenty of room right now.
Very good. Excellent news for those of you out there. We've heard from a lot of people that are heading west on 190 and I-10. So DeRidder, the VFW hall there, can certainly help you out and get you through the night and get you some rest.
So. All right, Jimmy, thank you. Appreciate that. Let's pause 5 seconds, just 5 seconds, so that the stations picking up our programming can identify themselves here on our continuous coverage of Hurricane Katrina. This is WJBO Baton Rouge, WYNK Baton Rouge, WFMF Baton Rouge, 96.1 The River, Brulee Baton Rouge, KRVE. 1:03 in the morning. Good morning. I'm Matt Kennedy along with AJ, Jeff Blackwell. We are helping you ride out the storm, and we'll get back to the phones in a moment. Jeff, I'm going to walk around here to hand you something that is the most unprecedented thing I've ever read. I'd like you to read just a little bit of it. This came to us some 7 hours ago from the National Hurricane Center. I'm going to hand it to you, unless you already have a copy of it.
I think I do here, but
Bill touched on that earlier.
Right,
we're talking about the same thing.
It's not to scare people. It's just to make sure people know of the severity of this storm. And, you know, moving at only 10 miles per hour, you've got it. Mm-hmm. Moving at only 10 miles per hour, it's just phenomenal how much rain this storm is going to dump. And for those in the Baton Rouge area, I know New Orleans is already getting the rain. For those of you in the Baton Rouge area, folks, the rainfall, according to the radar I'm looking at, the rainfall is just about to start, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. It's going to be, in some senses, I think, it's going to rival Allison, the tropical storm that dumped so much rain. Not saying we'll get that much rain, but we certainly could receive 12, 13 inches of rain as the storm slowly moves across the area. It's a creeper right now.
Yeah. And I will, read some of this in just a minute. We've had some folks holding, and I really appreciate you being patient. Jennifer, we go to you. Good morning, Jennifer. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alexandria. And I was just on 49. I was taking a friend. I worked the 3-11 shift, and I was just taking a friend home, and I was on 49, and I'm telling you, the traffic is terrible. I passed by most of the motels, the major motels. They're full to capacity. In one instance, one of the motels here had told people, had given people false quotes on rooms, and once they got there, they had tripled the rate.
We have a number.
Yes. In fact, we had Attorney General Charles Foti on a little bit earlier. So if anybody is experiencing any kind of price gouging, whether it's hotel rooms, water, gasoline, food.
Right.
Let me give you this toll-free number, 800-488-2770. And he said they will prosecute these people vigorously.
Well, they absolutely need to do something, because that's just, I mean, we're in a crisis right now, and all these people, you know, are basically
taking
homeless.
Advantage of the situation. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's sad. Yeah. I mean, I live in a one bedroom apartment. If I had enough room, I mean, I have a good heart. Mm-hmm. I would store some people up in here, but I don't have enough room. But what I wanted to tell you and to listeners out there, I'm originally from LaSalle Parish, which is north from here, north from Alexandria. If anybody who's on 165, like heading towards the Monroe area, you'll pass through you'll pass through Rapides, which is right here in Alexandria, and then Grant Parish, and then you'll get to LaSalle Parish.
Yeah, Gina, Ala, up that area.
Yeah. In Ala, there's a hotel. Off of 165, there's a hotel, and it's a small hotel, but, you know, I don't even know the name of it because it's changed so many times.
All right.
But it's a hotel in Ala, and also in Columbia, which is in Caldwell Parish, they have the Columbia Motel there.
All right.
And they might want to check some of these smaller towns.
Okay.
Gina, Louisiana, also, they have a hotel in Gina, too.
Yes, they have a couple, I believe. Listen, we appreciate you calling in and participating here this morning and giving us this update. Sorry about that, Jennifer. But I did want to also add that Natchez has no hotels. And available, and people are just parking in like the Walmart parking lots, just trying to bed down for the night. So there's and actually Ala, Tullis, Gina is all between like Alexandria and Natchez. So if you're in that area, you may want to check it out. Okay, Adam, you have been so very patient calling us from the New Orleans area down in Kenner. Good morning, Adam. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. How about you?
I'm doing all right for the most part right now. I actually had two questions for y'all.
Go ahead, Adam.
I just moved in my apartment, 3 days ago here in Kenner off of Vintage Drive.
Okay.
And it's getting pretty bad out here. I was asking if it would be smart to stay in my apartment on the second floor in Kenner or try to get a ride to the Superdome because I hear they have a shelter there.
At this particular moment, Adam, I would say that if the winds have not gotten too high, that I would try to get to a shelter at this point. If not, if the winds have gotten to the point where they're too high, where it's unsafe to drive, because I'm sure the roads must be wet there now.
Uh-huh.
I would kind of ride it out where I am, and you know, take this one with a grain of salt and be prepared the next time.
All right. The other question I had: when exactly during the morning could I expect the worst wind and rain in the Kenner area?
They've been talking about a potential landfall of 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning around Burris, and then the eye reaching the New Orleans area somewhere in the neighborhood, or the eye making landfall, that is, somewhere in the neighborhood of 11 to 12 noon tomorrow. So we're talking about hurricane force winds somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 miles outside of the center. So there you have it. You're looking at somewhere probably about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning.
And Adam, right now, Burris is already reporting Category 1 force winds. So, it's only going to get worse. So, like AJ says, if you feel it's safe and you can make it, that's, of course, your decision. But
I would stay put at this point,
yeah.
Though, Adam. I mean, that's, you know, I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you what I would do.
Adam, thank you. By the way, gentlemen, I just talked to the Orleans Parish Office of Emergency Preparedness, and they're going to round us up someone to talk to. Just to get an update from literally, I guess you could say, ground zero of the storm as it comes ashore.
Yeah.
We'll be talking to someone from the Orleans Parish Operations Center in just a moment. Also, we've got someone stationed at the Louisiana Office of Emergency Preparedness, where all of the main information is being funneled. We'll have someone on from that office in a few moments as well. So stay tuned. We'll keep you up to date, no doubt.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. It's about 10 after the top of the hour, 10 after 1 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone, and you are listening to continuing coverage of Hurricane Katrina all along the Gulf Coast. We are taking some phone calls, and we'd love to hear from you if you'd like to chime in. Tell us where you are and tell us kind of what's going on. The phone number is 225-499-9526. That's to reach us here in the studio. Sorry it can't be a toll-free call at this point, but it's area 225-499-9526. And we go back to the phones. Haley, you're on the air with us here. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
I need you to turn your radio down, please.
Down. I heard it on the radio.
All right.
I just want to tell you, there's a family crisis center in Lafayette. We're dying of need of pillows and blankets, and right now they're saying that we're full, but, I mean, we're going to take anybody we can. It's a church center off of University, off of I-10.
What's the name of the church?
I'm not sure. All I know is I've been running back and forth donating blankets and pillows. I've been going around my neighborhood. It's off of University, though, off of I-10 on University. It's called on Stone Avenue.
Stone Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And it's they're taking pillows and blankets and everything, anything you can think of. And tomorrow they might be taking clothes and all kind of stuff. So if you could really help them out, they have a lot of people from New Orleans over there, and it's just they're in desperate need of help. Pillows, blankets, and this
okay.
is in Lafayette right now.
That's fine. Haley, do me a favor. Call me back and off the air. Let me get the name of the place. That's going to help a lot. So try to find that out, dear, and call me back at the 225-499-9526 number. If we can have a name, that would help a lot. And we'll be glad to send out the word to get you some help. Thanks, Haley.
Yeah, Haley, and by the way, and I would think that a lot of the people in the Lafayette area who are residents there probably know where she's talking about, but it would help us if we actually knew, too.
Right.
Drew, you've been holding for a while. Good morning, Drew. You are on the air.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Are you calling from Bunkie?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
Well, now, I've heard a conflicting report. How is I-49 looking now?
I was coming back from Ville Platte, and they had a lot of people. It had traffic backed up for miles.
Okay.
And it started clearing up, and it's going good now.
All right. And as far as you know, LA-1 and 71, is traffic?
71 got a lot of people on it going north, going through Bunkie. I'm actually 10 miles south of Bunkie, and I came back from Bunkie not too long ago. I went to get some gas for my generator. And I want to let people know that if you need gas, stop before you get there, because there's no gas at all.
Okay.
Right. Drew, thank you. Guys, I'm going to interrupt here. We have a partnership here in Baton Rouge with the local CBS TV affiliate, WAFB-TV, and their meteorologist, Jay Grimes, is kind of doing some detailed analysis of the storm right now. Let's eavesdrop on that courtesy of WAFB-TV.
Something a little more like that. And you'll have to excuse my drawing.
Steve Caparotti is actually in for Jay. He's also their meteorologist.
West of what this model is showing, and does imply more of a direct hit on New Orleans. And, of course, the other thing to keep in mind here, Jay, as you know, is that the eye with this storm is huge, about 35 miles. In fact, I was just looking at the Hurricane Hunter report from about an hour ago, and I think they had the eye at about 32 miles at that point. So that is going to have the core of the hurricane impacting a rather large area. If this was a tiny eye and we had that shift to the east, that might be even better news for New Orleans. But with this eye wall being so large, that the core of those strongest winds will still impact much of metro New Orleans, St. Bernard, Plaquemines parishes, Jefferson, and possibly even portions of Lafourche Parish as it moves up towards the north.
All right, Steve Caparotti, he's WAFB meteorologist, and one of the things he said, guys, right as he came on, and I had noticed on the screen prior to him coming on, him drawing some graphics, and he said the storm is definitely taking a slight wobble, if you will, to the west. He does believe it'll straighten out and go more north as the morning wears on, but the wobble to the west is not good news, AJ, for New Orleans. Even a tenth or two of a degree more west can mean just that much more rain and wind for the Crescent City.
Right. It pretty much puts that area, directly in the line of fire right now. It hasn't been far off as, you know, as we speak anyway. But now we're going to get the eye passing particularly right over New Orleans. And that means trouble for everybody that's around the New Orleans area.
Yeah. And
to the east and west.
Matt, I know that AJ probably wouldn't say this himself, but his home is right in that line of fire. He's joining us here from New Orleans. We're broadcasting from Baton Rouge all along the Gulf Coast. In fact, we're taking your phone calls. AJ, we have someone calling in from Panama City. Is that correct? Yeah. That's what it says on the screen. Hey, good morning, Bill. You with us from Panama City?
Yes, I'm in Panama City now.
Well, tell us, do you live there, or did you go
there? No, I left Kenner on Saturday about 6 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, okay.
How long did it take you to get there?
Oh, there was no traffic at all coming out this way.
And so did you leave for the storm, or were you already headed that way?
No, I left Saturday at about 5 to 6 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening. There was no traffic though coming out this way at that time.
How's it looking there now?
Oh, it's nothing at all now. It's just a little bit of wind. That's it.
Okay. What about traffic-wise? Are there people still trying to get out that way? Because I've heard reports as to people still trying to get through Mobile and Pensacola before they start shutting things down in that area.
As of the time I came out here, there's no traffic, but I've heard there's a lot of traffic coming out this way now.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling in regards to some guy in Kenner saying looking to go into the Superdome. Mm-hmm. I just heard on another station that Bonneville High School is
right. Bonneville High School, right off the I-10 there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's not too far from Kenner, right?
No, it's actually in Kenner.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah. It's a lot closer than trying to get to the Superdome at this time of night. And it's probably a lot safer as well.
Wow. Oh, good. That we really appreciate that information. And glad you were out of harm's way.
All right. I was just trying to help somebody out in the Kenner area instead of trying to go to the Superdome.
All right.
Great.
Right.
Thank you.
Great, Bill. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
On line two is Amanda. Jeff, you have to ignore my typing. It's almost as bad as my spelling. But
Amanda. Good morning. You are on the air. Where are you calling from?
From Urania, Louisiana.
From where? I'm sorry.
Urania. It's from LaSalle Parish.
Oh, okay. Leave out of South Louisiana?
No, sir. I live here.
Oh, you live there. Okay. Okay. Well, give us the story on, because I'm sure you have a lot of visitors in your area tonight.
I've been a few. I was just wondering, tomorrow afternoon anytime, we ain't going to pick up any time down here?
Well, right now the wind is probably going to pick up in throughout the most part of the state, with the exception of the extreme northwest, probably like Shreveport and those, and even those people, they'll pick up some additional breeze there too.
Well, I know in the Baton Rouge area we are anticipating winds tomorrow afternoon in the neighborhood of 50 to 70 mile an hour,
which is a tropical storm.
Yeah, a tropical storm strength, and then of course the rain and the wind coming out of the south is going to cause a lot of problems with the inland rivers and bayous and streams, what have you. So, we should in this area where we're broadcasting from now in Baton Rouge feel all we're going to feel from it by tomorrow afternoon. Which should be, pretty significant, 40 to 70 mile an hour winds.
All right, Amanda, thank you. It is 1:18. We're going to take a super quick timeout and pause for a few messages and a sip of coffee. When we continue, we'll come back and talk with Robert Lee and someone from the state police updating us on roadways, etc. And we'll also update shortly with staff forecaster Tony Doherty on the very latest as we continue our coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
For many kids, high school graduation is still a dream, not a reality. For them, a brighter future might be within view, but not within reach. Fortunately, there are Boys and Girls Clubs all over the country helping these kids find their way. When they join the club, they're entering a positive place, a place where they could take advantage of numerous educational programs and eventually even receive college scholarships. Most of the kids who go to the Boys and Girls Clubs will go on to college. Often they're the first ones in their family to do that. But for every child we help, there are thousands more who still need to be given that opportunity. I'm Denzel Washington, and I'm asking you to help these kids create a positive future instead of just dreaming about it. Call 1-800-854-CLUB and support a program that works. The Boys and Girls Clubs, the positive place for kids.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a survivor of mannequinism. Mannequinism is basically when you turn into a hard plastic shell. They say it's from not being politically active. For me, it started when I didn't register to vote. And then I stopped volunteering, and before I knew it, I wasn't doing anything. And that's when I found the first sign. A small, discolored hard patch of plastic on my right shoulder. I thought it would go away on its own, but it didn't. It kept spreading. And when I could no longer conceal it with a t-shirt, I knew I had to see the doctor. He said I had this early stage of mannequinism and that my only hope was to get involved, even if it was something simple. So I began reading the newspaper and instantly got feeling back in my arm. I guess you could say I'm living proof you can fight mannequinism.
Protect yourself from mannequinism. Log on to fightmannequinism.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Roseanne Cash. To millions of people, Johnny Cash was a music legend. To me, he was just Dad. When he died, a lot of people thought a lifetime of hard living finally caught up with him. And it's true, Dad had his demons, but he also had diabetes. For years, he ignored it, even as his health and vision slipped away. Until one day, as he sat in his office, surrounded by books he could no longer read, he said to me, "This is a room full of regrets now." Diabetes is serious. It can steal your sight, your limbs, and worst of all, take you away from the people who love you. But it doesn't have to be this way. If you have diabetes, test and control your blood sugar regularly. You'll be healthier and you'll feel better too. For a free new guide on managing your blood sugar daily, visit healthywithdiabetes.org. A message from the American Association of Diabetes Educators.
Operation Stormwatch. Live, in-depth team coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
122. Good morning. This is Matt Kennedy, Jeff Blackwell, our buddy AJ from down in New Orleans giving us that perspective. We welcome you and thank you for joining us. We'll keep you up to date. Katrina, a powerful, powerful storm, one of the most powerful in the history of recorded hurricanes, slowly inching toward the New Orleans area. Stay with us. We'll keep you up to date. We're going to have the latest on the position of Katrina and some perhaps new information about where she may be going in just a moment. Right now, let's take you into our news center, and Robert Lee has information on some of the roads, et cetera, et cetera. Robert?
Matt, since the inception of our broadcast, we've been very fortunate to have representatives of the Louisiana State Police with us on hand to just check traffic throughout the state. We've heard a lot about the congestion up on I-49. Trooper Turquie is with us as we speak here. You just spoke with them up there. What have we got going on, sir?
Basically, what we've got going on now is the traffic coming out of Troop I is on I-49 is light to moderate, flowing nice, as well as I-10 westbound flowing into Lake Charles is also moderate.
So the congestion we've been hearing about, you mentioned to me off air, was simply the tail end of what left Baton Rouge getting up there and now starting to dissipate.
That's correct. It sure is.
All right, Matt, that's it.
Robert, can you hand him the headphones? Adam is one of our callers. He's on line four, Jeff. Adam's got a mess on his hands. He's kind of gotten himself lost. Jeff, if you can depress four. Adam, I'm going to put you on the air right now, and the trooper may be able to help you. Tell him again exactly where you are. He's kind of gotten lost in central Louisiana.
All right. I'm on 28 West. I just passed 121 for the second time. I'm trying to get to 171 right near the border between Louisiana and Texas.
All right, and you're on Highway 28 now, you said?
Hello?
Adam, you're on Highway 28 right now?
Yes.
Okay. Adam, listen off the radio, okay? He's going to try to direct you through there. Adam, you won't be able to hear over the phone. Just turn your radio up a little bit. Go ahead and turn it up. I'm going to cut your telephone off. The trooper can help you. He's trying to get to Fort Polk, officer. He's trying to get down to 171 to get to Fort Polk.
Okay. If he's on Highway 28, he needs to continue to head west, and you'll actually run into LA 117.
Okay, Adam, let me repeat this so Adam can hear through the phone in case he's still listening. Hit on 28 West. Keep going on 28 West, Adam. You'll hit LA 117.
That's correct, in Leesville.
And
then you'll go south, and that should take you right to Fort Polk.
Then go south on that, right to Fort Polk. Adam, will that help you?
I think I already passed Leesburg.
All right, I tell you what, Adam, do me a favor. Stay right there on hold. I'm going to have the officer walk down the hall, and he's going to try to grab a map and try to help you off the air, just so that y'all can talk one-on-one, okay? Adam, stay right there. We're going to get you some help. Lisa has called in as well. Lisa, thank you for calling continuous coverage of Hurricane Katrina. Jeff, if you can depress one. There you go. Hi,
I'm
Lisa.
Trying. There it is.
And it's the sticky button.
Lisa, good morning.
Hi. I am evacuating with my mom and my two small children. I'm from Mandeville, and I was evacuated from south of I-12. Right now, we're on 190. We're west of Opelousas, and the last small town we went through was Savoy. I was wondering if you could give us any idea how far we have to go before we can reach motels, hotels, lodging of those sorts.
AJ?
Not sure of how far you have to go, but from what I understand, the traffic has been moving pretty well along 190, so it should bring you back to I-10 out there in that area somewhere.
And really, from everything that we've been hearing, a 150-mile radius of New Orleans, they're just...
It's difficult to find anything.
Right. There are shelters now. The Red Cross does have shelters set up. As to their availability, it's unknown at this time. But if you're north of I-10, like I-12, but anywhere north of I-10, there are Red Cross shelters available. Excuse me.
I'm on 190.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Now, approximately, we're on 190.
I am west of Opelousas. I just went through a small town called Savoy.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're west of Opelousas then. I know that heading that direction because we had a call from a gentleman that was heading into DeRidder, which I believe 190 runs into 171. And correct me if I'm wrong there, Matt. I don't know.
No, you're right. Yeah, okay. 190 can take you right to 171.
So look for DeRidder. There's a VFW hall there that has space available. And there, we understand, around De Quincey. And I'm trying to remember the name of the other town to the north, I believe. Like Pickering High School, Leesville. There's a place to take some shelter. So that's basically the area that you're heading toward right now. And I wish you well. I think we just lost her. Okay, good. Richard, you've been holding a mighty long time. Good morning, Richard. You are on the air with us.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Watson, Louisiana, right outside of Denham Springs.
Yeah, that's Livingston Parish, right?
Yes, we just wanted to give a little heads up. I know we have a problem with flooding around here with the local neighborhoods and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And out at the high school right now, they got a big thing of sand. And me and a couple of my buddies, Trevor and Trampas, have been out here sandbagging for people all night long. That way, when they get up in the morning, they won't have to sandbag so much. We just want to let them know they don't have to fret too much.
Mm-hmm.
That they got a lot of pre-packaged, if you will, sandbags out here. So people just come load up and throw them in the back of their truck.
Ooh, great. Yeah, Matt Kennedy just kind of gave us an update on some of the rivers, the Amit River, Comit River, the water's going to be rising. So
yeah.
That's good to know that there is sandbags already ready. But it's, I guarantee you, first come, first serve.
That's it.
Are you outside right now?
Yeah, we're outside right now. It's starting to pick up a little bit of rain. We went and got trying to find some raincoats so we can keep at it. I know the wind's blowing really bad now.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, listen, we appreciate you hanging on and giving us an update. Otherwise, things pretty much in place. You're just ready for the storm to roll on through?
That's pretty much it. We're trying to be prepared for the worst, but expect for the best.
All right.
Yeah.
Richard, thank you very much. We appreciate that report from you.
All right.
Out there in Watson, Louisiana. All righty. It is right at 1:30 Central Time. There we go. 1:30 Central Time. Here we're broadcasting from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm Jeff Blackwell, along with A.J. Appleberry from New Orleans and our sister station, WYLD. A.J. left New Orleans today. About what time did you leave?
We left somewhere right after, just after 3 o'clock, and it took us 5.5 hours to get from New Orleans to Baton Rouge here. So we've noticed we can see out over the interstate here now. We've noticed that the traffic has subsided completely here in Baton Rouge, but we've been getting a lot of reports from I-49 that the traffic is pretty much congested there. In some of the places out west of Baton Rouge, traffic is still there's still some difficulties there. We have not heard from the folks in Gulfport and Biloxi, Pascagoula, Mobile, those areas, to find out what traffic is like in that area. So, you know, if you're out that way, if you're traveling that way, give us a call, 225-499-9526, so we can spread that information around and let people know what's happening, because we don't want anyone to get caught out on the interstate systems or on the back roads when this storm comes ashore.
All right, that's a good point. By the way, AJ, I just heard from a very nice lady who said in Ala, there's still some room at the Ala First Baptist Church. If you're stuck and you're anywhere near Ala, the Allah First Baptist Church, and Allah ain't big, so you can probably find it.
It's in LaSalle Parish, north of Alexandria.
So you guys may be able
Allah
to work Gina, your way through there.
That area up there. Mm-hmm. And actually, that is, Matt, because it's kind of between Alexandria and Natchez. Natchez has no hotel rooms whatsoever. People are parking in the Walmart parking lot, mm-hmm. just kind of, hunkered down right there to try to get some rest.
All right, Tony Doherty, our staff forecaster, who's been with us from the very get-go, bringing back memories of Hurricane Andrew on the hotline. Jeff, on line six, if we can bring him in. He's on six.
Sorry about that.
That's okay, no problem. Well, Tony Doherty has been with us and has got the absolute latest on Katrina, latest coordinates. And, Tony, before you get into the real scientific numbers, storm has taken what looks to me like the ever so slightest wobble to the west. Am I just tired? My eyes deceive me, or is that what we're seeing?
It did take just a little bit of a nudge to the west. You're correct. According to, we do expect a new advisory from the National Hurricane Center, but an Air Force Reserve Unit reconnaissance aircraft has estimated the new position. This is as of 1 o'clock this morning, latitude 28.1 north, longitude 89.6 west, so it took a little bit of a jog to the west. You're correct. This position's about 75 miles south-southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River, 135 miles south-southeast of New Orleans. Now, we've seen some wind gusts in excess of 100 miles per hour already in the extreme southeast part of the southwest past Louisiana. 101 mile per hour gust of wind has been reported there.
Wow, southwest pass, you said?
Yeah, southwest pass.
Wow. And we're still at Category 5?
Still packing winds of 160 miles per hour.
My goodness.
Jeff, we do expect some new numbers officially from the National Hurricane Center at the top of the hour.
Okay, those are 1 o'clock numbers you gave us, Tony. I really appreciate that. We've got folks that are just waiting for those updates.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. All right, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks a bunch.
Tony, thank you very much. Appreciate that. The most startling statistic I guess I've seen all night is, and AJ, you were looking at this with me earlier,
mm-hmm.
how the strength of hurricanes is measured not just by the by the winds they put out, but by the millibars, the atmospheric pressure, right? And the lower the pressure, the stronger the storm. Only two storms in recorded history have ever dropped below 900 millibars. And that was the storm, I believe, that hit Galveston and the one that remains unnamed called the Florida Keys storm.
Right.
And then Katrina. So, folks, Katrina at one point was a stronger storm than Camille and Betsy. We're talking about a once-in-a-lifetime storm for many of us.
Right, and continues to be stronger than both those storms right now because I think Camille's lowest pressure was 908, which is still low.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking, this thing got down to 902, and I think it remains at 902 right now.
Thank you, AJ.
Go ahead.
134, got the hotline ringing here. Orlando Salinas with Fox News, the Fox News channel. We're a proud Fox News affiliate. Joins us. He's now on the hotline, line six there, Jeff. And he is in Orange Beach, Alabama. Orlando, thanks for calling. What are you feeling there? Are you out for a beach time stroll?
A beach time stroll this time of the morning. Are you crazy? Look, man, it is not, it is, you know, you guys really are in that bullseye, man, and our prayers are out for you guys for certain. We are right now in Orange Beach, Alabama. This is pretty much a resort area. This place got slammed and spanked by Ivan last year pretty good. If you can hear some of the wind, I got the door open in my car just for a little bit of air. But this place right now was under a mandatory evacuation. We've been on the phone with some of the local cops, and they tell us that, indeed, they really haven't seen too many problems here tonight. We are not expected to really see any bad wind possibly until about 6 or 7 o'clock Eastern time. When that happens, they're saying 80-mile-per-hour winds. You guys are doubling that. So, once again, here I am talking to you about what's going on here when the truth of the matter is you guys are the ones who are in that bullseye.
Well, that part of the country suffered so much from Ivan last year, man. What's the recovery been like there? And now that that we're here with Katrina now, what does that do to set back the recovery time from that area?
Yeah, man, you're hitting it on the head. It ain't good. That's the bottom line. These folks here, there's really chunks of land here. There are a lot of condos on this beachfront. Everybody knows Florida. Everybody knows this place is hot for condos. And they're popping up everywhere. They're popping up here, too. The condos are all along the beachfront, but you've also got like little pockets of area that there used to be a building or there used to be a shop, and it still hasn't been built back up. There's still a lot of disrepair. These folks have got projects that they have to work on, but the truth is they all know that with Katrina, and the projection is that since she is so big, they're saying it's possible that this area could see another monster like Ivan, that same kind of wind and water damage. We're staying at a place called the Perdido Beach Resort. That place was shut down for about 6 months. Yeah, man, it was shut down for 6 months after Ivan. They just recently got that baby back open. And right now, we are the only ones in that hotel. We had to sign a waiver saying, look, if anything happens, we're not going to hold them responsible.
Incredible.
We're up on the third floor of that place. But right now, just a little bit of wind, a little bit of rain. They're saying it's a precursor about what's going to happen to 6 or 7 o'clock this morning.
Orlando, are you expecting a storm surge there as well?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
They're saying some parts of this coast, the Alabama coast, could see 10 to 15. They're saying in the right spots or wrong spots, as it were, it could go up to about 20 feet. And I'm telling you, we were watching yesterday. Melanie Schumann's our producer. We were out here. We were watching yesterday on some chunks of land. You know, tourists come by, and average Joe comes by. They like to see the water crashing over the waves. But I saw some people who were just plain stupid with their kids, putting them up on the rail as these big old. I'm telling you, the water was up by 8 feet over what it should be, and the waves were crashing over these rails, and they're holding their kids right up there like Michael Jackson kind of stuff.
Incredible.
So, you know, people do stupid stuff. The bottom line is the cops are out here right now, and they are enforcing a mandatory evacuation. They got a curfew going on. It will kick into effect at 6 o'clock Central Time, just a few hours away. When that happens, cops are saying, look, if you're on the road, you sure as hell better have a good reason for being on the road, or they could put you in jail.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing happening in southeast Louisiana right now. Also, one of the things that there are some barrier islands down in that area, like Dauphin Island down there. What is happening in that area?
It ain't good. We left Dauphin Island yesterday morning. And that place, there's only one way in and one way out, as you know.
Right.
And as we were leaving already yesterday morning, there were a few waves already lapping up over the bridge, that shallow, shallow sea level bridge. We were staying at a place called the Dauphin Hotel, a nice little mom and pop sort of bed and breakfast. These folks, when we left, said, you know what, now that you guys are cutting out, we're going to start putting all that furniture up on the second floor. They got nailed. They were up into mud waiting.
My gosh, yes, man, and by all means, you know, just take good care of yourself.
Be careful.
Hey, yeah, not a problem, guys. Like I said, our prayers, thoughts with you.
Thank you very much, and ours with you as well. Good to talk to you, Orlando. All right, very good. We do have some callers holding here as continuing coverage of Hurricane Katrina goes on. We are broadcasting from Baton Rouge, and in the studio with me is A.J. Appleberry. I'm Jeff Blackwell. And
we've been joined by Ray Romero.
Well, good morning,
Joe. Oh, there you go. That
it does help to turn on the microphone, doesn't it?
Occasionally. Let's get to Kevin if we can. He is on line one. He just called in. We've had some calls about Alexandria, LA-71. Kevin is on line one, Jeff. He is on LA-71, about 30 miles south of LA. We've had some questions, Jeff, about the roads and the traffic. How is it there right now?
Kevin?
Yeah, we were on 190.
Let's get you to turn your radio down there, first of all. God,
okay,
I love you, man. That works.
Okay, we were on 190, and traffic started backing up right past the 71 split, so I made a U-turn and got on 71, and there's been, like, maybe 20 cars.
Uh-huh.
And you can zip right through, and it's only, like, 70 miles to Alexandria.
Right.
So if anyone's wanting to get a quick way out, and up to Alexandria, the best way to go is Highway 71.
And I understand, too, Kevin, I appreciate that update, because I understand that the closer you get into Alexandria, the traffic is going to start slowing down a bit. So just keep that in mind. Yeah, there. And, in fact, I don't believe there is a lot of lodging available. You'd have to go north of Alexandria or to the west of Alexandria to find any rooms available. By the way, we do have a couple of folks still holding here. Pamela, let's get you on the air. You've been so very, very patient. Good morning, Pamela. You're on the radio.
Hey, good morning.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Prairieville, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And our winds are picking up. We got rain. The sky is tripping. But we've been listening to off and on different radio stations.
Yes.
And I've been listening to your callers call in. There is no motels available at all in Houston, Texas.
Mm.
No motels available at all in Dallas, Texas. They had one man went all the way to Texas from New Orleans, turned around, went back to Shreveport, talking about he's going to New Mexico.
Well,
people cannot find hotels. People are pulling over in Walmart parking lots just to rest.
Yeah, that's
on 18 and 20-hour routes.
Exactly what we've been hearing now. We do have reports of off the beaten path, some of the smaller towns up in central Louisiana and north central Louisiana. If you can find one of these little mom-and-pop type motels, you may be lucky enough to find a room.
At least that far north,
yeah.
At least that far north, you'll be much more out of harm's way. If that's
right.
Any consolation,
well, yeah.
Pamela, for those people. How is it in Prairieville right now? That's my home. I'm just curious.
Oh, man, it's just now starting to pick up. We were sitting outside, and at about 1 o'clock, two transformers blew up, sounded like it was getting dropped with bombs.
Ooh,
on it.
Really?
Are you off?
We are out of power right now.
Are you off 73?
Right there by Airline Highway, in between Rouse and Airline.
I know where
Rouse
you are.
Supermarket, okay, right there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for the folks in Prairieville, reports of power outages. And as power outages pick up, we'll ask you to please call those in as well and help relay that, because we have Entergy and Demco crews listening. Trust me, and they will follow a lot of what we what we report, so they'll know where to go when the storm subsides. Pamela, thank you. Stay safe, okay?
All right. Melinda's holding on line three, if we may. She's been holding for a while. Good morning, Melinda. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I want to report in Beauregard Parish in DeRidder that the VFW is also taking people for shelter.
Oh, great.
And in Beauregard Parish, DeRidder.
Yes.
And if anybody needs the phone number, this is the phone number to contact where we're located.
Okay.
It's 463-3977.
Okay, wait. Say that a little bit slower. 463-3977. And is that area?
That is the VFW in DeRidder, which is Beauregard Parish.
And now, is that area code 318 or?
Area code 337.
337.
337,
okay.
Okay.
All right.
If you would repeat that for everybody between now and then, that would be gladly appreciated, because they are more than welcome.
Yeah, we had some folks heading that way. Thank you, Melinda. We had some folks heading that way that were looking for a place, and we're just, you can hear, Matt, their voices are just so absolutely tired. Because it's been such a, you know, just the travel has been so slow today. AJ, you experienced that, and have you been out on the road?
Well, yeah, I came in during the height of Contraflow last night. I got here about 8 o'clock after leaving downtown New Orleans at noon. Although, obviously, it's increased, it's improved immeasurably since, and quite obviously, coming out of the New Orleans area. But it's going to be interesting to see, I think, as the hours go on, how many reports of people camping in the Walmart parking lot in various places you find.
Right.
Because, you know, there are no hotel rooms. People who booked early or those who are going to be able to sleep in a bed tonight, a lot of people, of course, and this happens every evacuation, leave with no place to go. And, you know, they just kind of figure they'll pull over when they get tired and find a place. But there is no room in the end in an awful lot of instances when you run into this sort
of
thing.
Well, here's some good news, Ray, at 1:44 a.m. Line two, we've got Drew there. Drew had called earlier, did some nosing around, became our scoop reporter, and he's dug up some places around Bunky where people can stay, some shelters. Drew, run those down. That'll help people who are looking for a place to stay in and around the Bunky area. What have you found?
Yes, sir. When you're going on 71, you're going to get into Bunky, and they have the Hayesville Auditorium.
Hayesville Auditorium?
Yes, sir.
Is that right off of 71 in Bunky?
Yes, sir. You're just getting into Bunky.
Okay.
And it's going to have a sign, and it's going to say Hurricane Evacuation Center. And it's going to have a sign pointing right to it.
Okay.
And then going, if you go through Bunky, you're going to come to a big sign. It's not a red light no more. They turn it into a caution light. And it's going to have a big sign that's going to say All-Star Inn pointing to the right. And you go about a mile down there, well, about a half a mile.
That's off of 71.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And it's going down Highway 29. And you're going to come past Bunky High School. And they have places in the gym also to stay.
Okay, that's very good to know. Okay, you said you had a third place people might be able to shelter up there.
Yes, sir. If you go down Knoll Street, you'd have to stop and ask directions. It's hard to explain how to get there. But they have a school, St. Anthony Elementary School, and they have a nice gym with nice cots and everything. They got plenty of places to stay. I talked to one of my friends that's working there.
All right, well, Drew, Bunky's small enough. People can ask directions, but you're a lifesaver, Drew. You've made a few people's nights, and we thank you for your diligent help, okay?
And thank you for putting me on air.
You're welcome, Drew. Thank you. It's a quarter till 2 a.m. Let me get to on the hotline. That's line six, Jeff. Jeff's got the longer arms. That's why I'm having him push the buttons. Kendall Hebert, who is sounding as chipper as if it were 1:15 in the afternoon, or 1:45, she's here with the American Red Cross. Can you help us out? I guess your focus is mainly, Kendall, in the Baton Rouge area, but places where people can still find shelter.
Well, I'm trying to stay chipper, Matt, so bear with me.
No problem.
Locally, yes, we do have shelters available. I want to give you updated information. We are trying to send people to Denham Springs Junior High, Denham Springs High School, Livonia High School, Southeast Middle School in Baton Rouge, and West Feliciana High School in St. Francisville. Shelter locations that we did give out earlier, two locations have actually filled to capacity. They're no longer taking registration. That's Scott Civic Center and Tara High School. That's local shelters. That's the 10 parishes of the Capital Area that we actually, out of the Louisiana Capital Area chapter of the American Red Cross, do serve in our jurisdiction. However, we are one Red Cross, and we are sheltering people as needed. So within the state, we also have shelters open. And what people can do is call 1-866-GET-INFO. That number, again, 1-866-GET-INFO, is going to help people get shelter evacuation information points. Those points are going to be able to, once they stop at that route, they can give them a local shelter that is open and able to take them in.
Kendall, this is Jeff Blackwell.
I'm so sorry, Jeff.
No, that's what, well, Matt, you know, introduced you, and I'm just, you know, popping in here. Now, that number, 1-866-GET-INFO.
Correct.
Is that good for outside of Louisiana?
It is basically a hotline for our affected chapters for any disaster that we have throughout the American Red Cross.
Ah, okay.
So we do encourage people to, if that's needed, if it is a local number, it's not a local number, it's a national number,
yes,
but it's for local use for within those areas that are affected by Hurricane Katrina.
And does that still apply to, in other words, anyone who is north of I-10 all along the Gulf Coast?
Correct. I mean, if you're going to be affected, if you're in an area that is sheltering and you need information, please call that number.
Okay, that number again, 1-866-GET-INFO. By the way, my mom, I'm just going to put a plug in here for her. She's a retired RN. She's over at Southeast Middle School.
I heard you talking about her. Definitely, we appreciate our nurses, and that's another thing we want people to understand is locally we need help. It's a nonprofit organization. This is a long-term event that we're talking about,
yes,
as far
absolutely
as the massive catastrophic event.
Kendall,
that is our. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry. This is Matt. I'll ask when you're done.
Okay,
so sorry.
Okay, go ahead. And I want people to understand this is that's our mission is disaster relief. So our volunteers are very, very important to us. People who are interested in volunteering locally, especially nurses, we encourage them to call our local chapter. That's 225-291-4533, or their local American Red Cross chapter.
Very good.
I've had a few calls off the air about Dutchtown High School, a large high school there off 74 down in Dutchtown. That was being used as a shelter. I'm kind of putting you on the spot. Do you know if there's still room in that inn?
I don't have information on that
okay
at this time. I have not been told that they are full to capacity. However, I do know a lot of our shelters are getting to that point
okay
very quickly.
Well, listen, you have the hotline number now. Keep that handy. Would you check in with us, say, once an hour?
And, we will.
Or have someone. And just we're helping disseminate information all throughout Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and along the Gulf Coast. So please just let us know, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Kendall Hebert with the American Red Cross.
All right, very good. Let's see. You want to continue taking some calls here, Matt?
That'll be fine, Jeff.
Okay,
that'll be fine.
Suzanne, or is it Suzanne?
You're Suzanne, Suzanne. I can't spell Suzanne. Hi there. Thanks for calling, Suzanne. You're on the air.
Hi.
Continuing coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
We just passed through a town called Winfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Up in the 84 West.
North Central Louisiana, yeah.
Yeah, and I can tell you that there's nobody really on this highway, but we're also looking for some help because it's been an incredibly long ride.
Sure.
We came up the 55 and did the contraflow thing, which was great, but we hit a couple of patches on the 84 and I think prior to that were just like parking lots.
Well,
we've been driving for about 12 hours now. And
okay, did you leave the New Orleans area? Is that where you...
Yes. Yes, New Orleans proper, like Mid-City,
okay,
like City Park. And we're kind of wondering, we were going to jog up the 45 and then stay on 84, but it's sort of ridiculous at this point. We're
wondering if anyone can tell us what the 20 is like, because we're on our way to Dallas.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, we just heard from one of our listeners who says that if you're heading to Dallas, there are no rooms available.
No, we already have rooms.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yes,
so
we've planned in advance, so...
Do you happen to know? 84, does 84 go to 20? I know that you said
we were going to take the 49 up to the 20, but we didn't want to do that if it was like a parking lot.
Well, we can probably get a state trooper on it.
We sure can.
And figure that out. He's got all the contacts out there.
If anybody wants to ride on the 84, I can tell them that it's wide open right now.
Okay.
Past Winfield, anyway. There's nobody on it but us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you are headed, let's see, Winfield, though, you're heading toward, Shreveport.
You're trying to get to 20? Is that what you're trying to do? Get to I-20?
Right, we were going to take 84 to 49 and go up to 20.
Gotcha.
So what we're trying to do, Matt, is we may need to get the trooper in here to out what the traffic is like on I-49 heading into Shreveport.
Suzanne, you call me tomato. I got you. Stay. I tell you what, I'm gonna let you go. Keep the radio turned up. We'll get our trooper in here. He's pulling out his handy dandy super folded up map, although he refolded it last time, so he has to undo it. And he's going to help you. Just keep listening, okay?
God bless you.
Stay right there. Think of us as your human GPS, okay? Billy, let's go to Anson. Anson is a truck driver. I think he said he's from Birmingham, and he's hauling in some generators. Anson, been on the road for a while in that big rig, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I was going to answer that woman's question that just called in.
Oh, okay.
I-20 is a complete mess. I come across I-20, and I come down Highway 65. It was flowing good. 84. It was flowing good also, and now I'm on Highway 28 and fixing to jump on 49 and go down to Lafayette to deliver my generators that y'all gonna need down there.
Yeah, so you're heading south at this point. She's heading north trying to get to Dallas.
Yes, sir. Now, from what I understood, I-20 was backed up all the way from Shreveport. It was I spent probably 3 hours trying to get from Jackson, Mississippi, to the Louisiana line.
How long ago was that, though?
It was probably about two hours ago, two and a half hours ago. I've been rolling since.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, a lot has transpired. I know our traffic situation where we're broadcasting from here in Baton Rouge, even as of midnight, it was like a parking lot. But now the interstates are clear. So, and that's, of course, most of that traffic was heading either north or west. So,
most of the traffic coming up Interstate 55 was going north. And when I come out of Alabama, whenever I come through Meridian, all the traffic coming up 59 was going east. It was just a solid line all the way up through Alabama, and after I crawled 55, it was nothing but bumper to bumper all the way across 20. So I decided to cut short. I was instructed to go on to Monroe and come down, but it was the traffic was just so. It was just so heavy, so I just come down Highway 65. So.
All right, Anson. Well, thank you very much for that, the report. Do you have any rain yet? Are you getting any
No, sir. No,
okay.
Sir. What I would like to know, though, is if 49 is clear, free to go south, is it backed up, too? I mean, I doubt anyone is south.
Anson, I think you are free to go south as far as, you know, are you allowed to? I believe. Our trooper here, Trooper Turquoise, is on the phone right now. He's checking out the information on 84 for Suzanne. He'll be in here in a moment, and when he gets in here, we'll ask him that question, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thank you for the call and the update.
155. We do have the 1 o'clock coordinates in. I'll update those in just a moment here as we continue with our coverage of Hurricane Katrina. Still the top winds at 160 miles per hour. She's not losing strength as she wobbles slightly to the west and takes a beeline for eastern New Orleans. Billy, thank you for calling. We appreciate your patience. Billy, you're on with our continuing coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
Yes, we just came from South Mississippi down in Hancock County.
We left around noonish today.
Uh-huh.
We came on up through Natchitoches. There's a lot of traffic in Natchitoches. But anyway, I mean, Natchitoches. But we came through 84 for Suzanne's question, and we hit 71 going north I-20.
Ah, okay, okay. Well, Suzanne, there's an alternate route then.
It's wide open.
Oh, okay, great, great. That's very good.
Also, for people that are looking for some shelters, there's several churches on Highway 84 around the Jonesville area.
We have heard that in Gina, I believe they said that the church there, and
right.
We've had actually, like you said, several reports of churches. We're going to, by the way, Billy, thank you very much for calling. We're going to try to get some updates here on the traffic situation. And there we go. Bear with me a second here because I haven't officially met you. I'm Jeff Blackwell. This is AJ. And introduce yourself. Will you get your phone?
He's on. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Trooper John Turquoise, Louisiana State Police.
Turquoise. Yeah, I called you Turquoise. I'll get these names right by daybreak.
Well, we're getting a lot of calls from people that are actually trying to, make their way to Dallas, Houston, points north. And, in fact, we wanted to find out, one of the callers was on 84 trying to find out if I-49 was clear or if the traffic is moving on into Shreveport.
Right. Currently, the last update I talked with Troop E was a few minutes ago, and they've advised me that I-49 is flowing between Alexandria and Shreveport. However, it is a little heavier than U.S. Highway 71, which basically parallels I-49, which is another good alternative route to take.
Okay.
U.S. 84 coming out of Natchez, Mississippi, heading to the west, is flowing, but it is a little heavy.
Okay.
Coming out of Natchez or Vidalia and Highway 28, which is westbound going into Alexandria, is also a little bit heavy, but they're all flowing.
Okay, well, at least it's things are moving. It sounds like the majority of the traffic that was leaving the New Orleans area, coming through Baton Rouge or heading, like Slidell to points east. At least things are starting to, it's not bottlenecked like it was earlier today.
Right, that's correct. It seems that the tail end of the traffic that was leaving New Orleans is now in the Alexandria and Marksville, Leesville area, all heading north, into Monroe. They're also telling me that U.S. Highway 165, which takes you to Monroe, is also a good route to take if you're still trying to get north. So, some of you people may think about that as another route to take, U.S. 165 north.
Very good. We got a lot of listeners in central Louisiana that are looking for that information, so we really appreciate that. By the way, any reports on road closures at this point?
Nothing new that we've had, over the last 3 or 4 hours. Nothing new.
Okay.
No new closures.
And the people that need to be out of the low-lying areas probably have already done so. That's
right.
What
correct.
We're hearing.
That's correct.
All right. Very good. Right. Trooper Turquoise.
That's correct.
Turquoise.
God love you, sir. We appreciate
we got
the update.
It is 1:59. We've got brand spanking new coordinates in on the hurricane. I'm pleased to say I think the storm has taken a little more turn to the north. We'll have Tony Doherty on with us, our staff forecaster, in just a moment. Let's pause just for 5 seconds. 5 seconds for our stations who are with us along the Hurricane Katrina network to pause for a station identification. This is WJBO Baton Rouge, WYNK Baton Rouge, KRVE Brule Baton Rouge, WFMF Baton Rouge. We're at 2 o'clock as we continue to update you on Hurricane Katrina. Let's go straight to the Weather Center now. That's Tony Doherty on our hotline. He's got brand new 2 a.m. coordinates. Tony, just judging from what I've seen on the radar, looks like the eye wall may have tried to shift itself a little more north.
It did try to do that. Also, looks like it's breaking down a little bit in the southwest portion. Some drier air is now filtering in over there due to that trough that's just to the west. Here are the very latest coordinates. The center of Hurricane Katrina located near latitude 28.2 north, longitude 89.6 west, about 70 miles south-southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River, and about 130 miles south-southeast of New Orleans. Katrina now moving to the north. due north at 12 miles an hour. This motion is forecast to continue through the day today with a gradual increase in forward speed. Turn towards the north-northeast expected later on tonight on into Tuesday. Maximum sustained winds are now at 155 miles per hour. Katrina now is a very strong Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson scale, and some fluctuations in strength are likely prior to landfall. It could still come in as a Category 5, but most likely it'll maintain a Category 4 status as it makes landfall here a little bit later this morning.
I guess the good news, Tony, is that you didn't say it's moving northwest any longer. It's moving due north now. And AJ and Ray, that's good news for New Orleans. It doesn't appear, unless it shifts further west, and Tony, you don't expect that, I don't think. It doesn't appear that the storm will move any closer to the actual center of the Crescent City.
Looks like it'll stay on the eastern side as of this point, yes.
Tony, you've got a great look at the radar there. For our friends over in Mobile and Panama City, what are they going to be experiencing if the storm, say, continues due north and then turns northeast?
They're still going to see some the feeder bands and the outer bands of the thing right now. They're already seeing that right now, and they're possibly seeing some tornadic activity. Now, the tornado watch has just expired. I'm waiting to hear from the Storm Prediction Center to see if they'll extend it. I'm actually kind of surprised I haven't heard yet. But looking at Doppler radar right now, we are seeing good, strong thunderstorms from the outer bands stretching from Destin to Panama City, of course, all the way up into the Baton Rouge area.
Tony, quick question for you. Jeff Blackwell here. What are the have there been any changes as far as projections regarding landfall, Buras and New Orleans specifically?
That's a little iffy right now. It looks like another eye wall is trying to form, and if that happens, it might be a little bit sooner. Projections right now have it right around sunrise this morning, right around the Buras area.
All righty. And New Orleans, is it still too early to tell, or are you still kind of looking at
that? We're still saying late this morning till around noon today.
Noon, okay. All right. Very good. Thank you very much for that update. A very strong category. I mean, it's right at the top of the scale, isn't it?
155. Yeah, absolutely. It's at the very top.
Wow, for a Category 4. Thank you, Tony. We'll turn you loose and talk to you a little bit later.
Right.
All right, mighty fine. Ray?
Well, for quite a while yesterday, they were talking about the fact that, of course, it was a very powerful Hurricane 5, and at that time, it wasn't even close to being a 4. It was well over a 5 for much of the day.
Yeah.
But one good news that we did hear, at least for a while yesterday, was the really heavy, the really strong winds, those in the area of 150, 160 miles per hour, didn't extend out from the center that far.
Mm-hmm.
There were some stories about some buoys in the water that had only about 70 miles or so from the center that only had 65 mile per hour sustained winds. So, you know, it is a very long eye. It is a very powerful storm, but it may be that you don't have to be that far removed from the eye of it not to suffer what would be the catastrophic event. Although, obviously, it's going to be a big time problem for everybody.
Mm-hmm. 204 for AJ, I'm sorry. Let's go to Lieutenant Colin. He's on the hotline there, Jeff. Lieutenant Colin is with the Louisiana Office of Emergency Preparedness. He's their PI officer. Lieutenant, it is Lieutenant Colin, correct?
Cowan, C-O-W-A-N.
There you go. Forgive me. I haven't gotten a name.
Right.
I haven't got the only name I've gotten right all night's my own, but that's sleep deprivation. LOEP, Louisiana Office of Emergency Preparedness, situated right here in Baton Rouge. What is the status of your headquarters right now, and what information can we help you disseminate?
Well, we've still got 24-hour operations, of course, but we're in that window between doing pretty much everything that can be done and waiting for the storm to hit. Hopefully everyone has reached a safe place by now and is ready to weather the storm, but come daybreak, we'll be ready to react to anything that's necessary as far as disaster recovery operations, shelter support, anything that's needed.
Can you talk a little bit about that process? Obviously, you have to wait until it's safe for your guys to go in, but what is the time frame for that, and how do you prioritize what is obviously going to be a huge mess to have to sort through?
Well, we have to rely on the individual parish emergency managers to let us know on the situations. They regularly update us on conference calls on their situation in their particular parish to let us know the amount of damage, the amount of evacuees, the amount of power outages, anything that we can assist with, since we are in Baton Rouge, far away in, out of the storm so that we can coordinate those activities to assist with the disaster recovery operations.
AJ, any questions?
Once you guys start heading in and you assess the repair and the damage, the damage and the repair that's necessary, how long do you think that it takes to really get the team into full swing? Because I know there's a period of assessment, and then there's this anxious period of people trying to get back.
Well, you're absolutely right. You have to wait, number one, till the storm passes so that it's safe that we can get the aircraft in the air to do the aerial reconnaissance and get the actual disaster recovery teams into location so that they can start assisting the people that have had their homes damaged or destroyed or businesses or what have you. It could be anywhere from a few hours to a day or more, depending on the severity of the damage.
All right. Is there a way for anyone to contact you if they come across something in their specific area that they need to make you aware of?
Well, the best thing to do is contact your local emergency management agency.
Very good. All right.
That way they can allocate any resources that are necessary, since they are right there in that parish. If it needs be that it's a dire enough situation, then the parish emergency manager will contact us, and we'll try to get resources on the problem.
Awesome. Very good. Well, we certainly appreciate the information at this early hour. And like you say, we're kind of in a holding pattern, and just kind of wait and see what happens.
State climatologist Jay Grimes, who is on WAFB-TV, one of our news partners, is kind of breaking down Katrina right now. Let's join that and eavesdrop on his analysis of Katrina.
And southwestern flank of the storm. We've been watching for a couple of hours, and we told you even a little bit ago that there was evidence that this storm was becoming a little bit more ragged. Now we think we know at least partly why, and certainly this area of dry air on the western flank is got to be considered good news. It's going to at least weaken the storm somewhat. We could see a continued drop in those peak winds, a continued rise in the pressure. All of that, of course, is good news. We're still looking at some impressive numbers down along the coast. 84 mile per hour sustained winds at Burwood now, where we told you about an hour ago they were recording gusts in the triple digits. We're now up into the 50s in Barataria Bay, portions of Terrebonne Bay as well. And even look at that, up at Lakefront Airport on Lake Pontchartrain, 52 mile per hour sustained winds. So around the water bodies, we're already seeing those tropical storm force winds. They're going to continue to move inland. Here's the trade-off. A faster moving storm will get the higher wind speeds through southeast Louisiana sooner. The downside is a faster moving storm means that the stronger winds come with it. In other words, the storm doesn't decay as quickly as it might if it were a bit slower moving. But at this point, I really believe that a quicker moving storm for those few miles per hour that we may lose would be the trade-off would be well worth it. Here is where Katrina falls in terms of major categories, major category storms making landfall in Louisiana. And you go back, Betsy, a 3 or a 4, even Andrew, Category 3, this storm significantly stronger at a 4 or 5 where it is right now. Let's assume it even does weaken to a 4. Certainly not going to get much weaker than that before it begins to make landfall. About 70 miles from land right now at its current pace, that means it's still about 6 hours away. So landfall probably around 8 o'clock in the morning, give or take exactly where it comes into the coast, given the characteristic shape of the coastline. So we're going to see this storm weaken a little bit, at least a little, I believe, as it makes its way into Louisiana. And we look at another perspective. At its strength, at its strongest point, Katrina ranks amongst the most powerful storms ever in the entire Atlantic Basin. So we're doubly lucky at this point that at least we're not looking at those 175 mile per hour wind speeds we were looking at early today. We got a whole lot more, and watching this storm and the possibility that it may be weakening, great, great news, at least in some sense of the word.
All right, that is state climatologist Jay Grimes here in Baton Rouge. He's on WAFB, the CBS affiliate, and guy does a great job of keeping us up to date. And he just echoes what Tony said, which is great news. The storm is sucking in some drier air from the western quadrant, which is going to help serve to weaken the storm. And not going to be great, but it may be some helpful news.
Little glimmer of hope there. There for
just
sure.
A little.
Plus, it's moving directly north and at 12 miles an hour right now, and Tony says it's anticipated to pick up speed, which will help, you know, move it through the area faster.
That'll be a big help to keep that that rain from accumulating in one place and keep it moving along, and that way, you know, the pumps can work and get that water out of there.
I can't spell again, but here's Joshua at 210. By the way, look, quickly, I'll give you the new coordinates. It's 28.2 north and 89.6 west. 28.2, 89.6. The storm has top winds of 155 miles per hour. It's moving due north at, I believe 12, we said, 12 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Joshua, thank you for holding. You're on with our continuing coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
How are y'all doing?
Good. Good morning. Where are you calling from, Joshua?
Well, I am south of Alexandria and north of Lafayette, headed south. Just calling on the I-49 situation. The traffic's flowing good. It's, you know, it's heavy and moderate.
Yeah.
All the way, you know, north of Shreveport. We left out of our office at about 10:30 out of Texarkana, Texas, headed down. And all the motels in Texarkana are full, and they're just diverting traffic and people to Little Rock and Dallas now.
And I understand the hotel situation's not any better over in Dallas. I don't know about Little Rock.
Yeah, I know Texarkana's full. If they're going up 49 to Texarkana, then up 71 or 49 to Shreveport, 71 to Texarkana.
It sounds like that you know, if you're going to find a room, you're really going to have to get off the beaten path, or you know, go to a local church. We have you know, a couple of VFW halls and schools that can help put people up. But we really do appreciate you holding on long enough to give us an update, Joshua, and safe travels to you.
Oh, another thing, as far as the gas situation, the further south we get, you know, all the emergency response crews coming in, you know, we're needing fuel also to get in. And if, you know, if callers can update, I know one gentleman earlier said something about the fuel situation at one town there, that there was none. And, you know, that's something that if y'all could broadcast or maybe callers call in and let know, or y'all keep a list or update of what fuel stations are out of gas or whatever, so we can, you know, I've been listening to y'all for the last 3.5 hours, so, you know, that would
spare
us coming in.
Now, wait, are you with an emergency response crew?
Yes, sir.
Okay, who are you with?
Hazmat Services. We're a hazardous materials special response team.
Awesome. It's good to have you here. In more ways than one.
Let's hope we don't need him, but
yes, sir.
It's good to have you on the way.
Is the trooper still with y'all?
Not in the room with us, but he is in the building. So
okay.
do you need to speak with him?
No, I was going to tell him whenever he talks back to Trooper Easley up north of Alexandria, south of Shreveport. He covers that area. I've worked a couple train derailments with him. He's a hazmat coordinator for the state police, and I was just going to tell him that I said hello.
Great. Well, thank you so very much for that, Joshua. And by the way, AJ, you mentioned this earlier off the air. Thanks for calling in, by the way, about some of our real heroes in a situation like this. We need to, you know, give these guys credit, guys and women.
Yeah. You know, when the imminent danger is past, and there are people that have to be the first ones back in there. These hazmat guys, state police, as a matter of fact, on the way up, I saw the National Guard headed down back east and southbound toward New Orleans. So, I mean, we definitely need to give them all the props that they deserve for being Johnny on the spot and getting, you know, having a job that nobody really wants.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. Hats off to all of you. You're standing by right now, and you've been busy at work probably all week. And you've got a lot of work ahead, and we certainly do appreciate you being there. Let's move on to another caller. We've had a couple holding here for a while. Chris, you're up next. Chris, good morning. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Great. Where are you calling from?
Baton Rouge.
All right. What's going on?
I'm just watching a little bit of wind. Basically drizzle right now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, what part of town are you in right now?
I'm in the Garden District.
Okay.
A lot of trees out there, right?
Yeah, we were worried about that. That's our main worry is the
old trees, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a bunch of oak trees surrounding the house we live in. And that's our main worry. Let me ask you this. What are we looking at in Baton Rouge?
Have you seen anything lately, Ray?
Not recently. I do know that I was outside, you know, myself, not that long ago. It was raining just a little bit, but as far as long term, and I have heard some people say that power outages around the town are not out of the question. I mean, that could very well happen.
Yeah, we've got some.
Goes on.
I'm sorry, we've got some reports already of a few places, old Hermitage places, lost power, but those are scattered outages. A few tree limbs have already brushed against some transformers. But not a lot of power outages. But look, if you're in Baton Rouge and you want to report it to me, call us at 225-499-WJBO, and I'll be sure I'll give it to Entergy.